It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Hey, we had some family business we had to take care of this week, so we're going to play some tunes and music from some of the great musicians and entertainers who have performed on the show over the years to get you up to date. But there's one thing I wanted to remind everybody about. Next Friday night, May 26th, Michael Conlon. Chicago Fight fans here will have a chance to get their Irish up when Ireland's Olympic hero Michael Mick Conlon comes to town. He's hot from his high-profile professional debut, a literal knockout performance which took place on St. Patrick's Day at a sold-out Madison Square Garden. Conlon continues his U.S. tour, going from the Big Apple to the City of the Big Shoulders, so we want to get everybody out there Friday, May 26th, to see Mick Conlon fight. You can get your tickets by calling Top Rank, and the number is 800-745-3000. Hope to see everybody there. We're going to have a huge crowd of Irish Americans from the Chicagoland community. And would it be great to have you there too? So check it out. Mick Conlon at the UIC Pavilion, Friday night, May 26th. Call 800-745-3000 for your tickets. Hope to see you all there, and we'll see you next week. And we'll see you later. Bye.
Very honored to have the Deputy Mayor of County Cork, Joe Carroll, is with us. Joe, welcome to Chicago.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Falcha.
Falta, I falta more that.
Joe, say welcome to Lizzie McNeil's. We're so glad you're here. This is great. We've had a great relationship with Ireland. We've had so many guests on, and we're really proud to have you here today.
And we love the guys from Cork.
Yes, guys from Cork are great.
You know what? We're going to Cork in October. We're going to Clontarkilty, and
You'll be very welcome there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. We're going to all the here. Take one of those.
We do a trip every year.
Yeah, we do a trip every year. We take about 40 to 50 people to Ireland every year.
Yeah, so it's great.
Brilliant. Yeah, Clonakilty, you like that place because it's a wonderful town, great town for music.
Well, we're going there because of Michael Collins and the Centennial.
Yeah. I live about 20 miles west of Clonakilty in the town of Skibbereen, which is also
Skibbereen. I've been there, yeah.
Great town. You have to call there next year. Here,
You
do indeed.
Do they have any bars in Clontarkilty?
It's not Clontarkilty, it's Clonakilty.
Okay. Clonakilty.
I tell you what, it's world famous for is black pudding.
Oh, okay.
Do you eat the black pudding here with your breakfast?
Well,
the best black pudding in the world is made in Clonakilty.
Really?
It is indeed, yeah. It's a great product. But they've got great pubs in Clonakilty.
How long are you guys in town for?
I'm in town here until Tuesday, I think.
Good.
This is my second... third day here. I came on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
Are you guys staying at the Drake again? Usually that's where they're
staying at the Drake.
Very nice.
Yeah, they're looking after us very well there. Yeah.
What about Derry
McArdle,
Cronin?
Is he there?
Pardon?
Yeah, the GM. Who's the GM? Is it McArdle?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, the Drake? I know that guy.
Yeah, he's from
Ireland.
Well, there's an Irish guy there. Yeah.
Tell him you're on the Skinny Show. We've had him on here. I can't think of his name right now. It was great guy. Skinny
Holy
Show.
We've also had the chef and the catering director. Antoinette Cahill.
Yes.
Talk to Joe while I get a quick picture of him on the show.
He's multitasking.
I got to do everything.
That.
So have you been to the States before?
Well, I have a few times, but I'd like to tell you that I was here 35 years ago, 1980.
Were you really?
And I had a great time here. There was five of us came on a holiday. We were actually invited to a political function that Mayor Daly's son was talking, and a fella called Danny O'Brien spoke.
Oh, I know Danny. The
late Danny O'Brien.
That was before the election of Reagan and Carter.
Right.
Now, we had a wonderful night on that occasion. It was absolutely brilliant. So we enjoyed our stay. We have great memories of being in Chicago.
So you were here 30... How old were you at the time? Seven or eight?
I was with my mom. Small.
Who else came with you?
Not telling you that, no.
This week. Is Jerry Cronin with you?
No, I'll tell you, there's Sean, my buddy, the other day. He's the secretary.
Sean O'Callaghan.
And Tim Lucy is the CEO. Our mayor is John Paul O'Shea. He had to go back for a funeral with Tim Lucy, with one of our colleagues passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
And they're on their way back again because they couldn't stay away, so they should be here tomorrow sometime.
Oh, they're coming back?
Oh, they are indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They have to be here.
Yeah, we heard that.
You got to get over to that. I know you're going to the parade tomorrow, but you should get to the Southside Parade on Sunday. It's unbelievable.
Great one, is it?
It's a great neighborhood. Skinny and I both grew up there.
And, oh,
As a matter of fact, it was shut down for 3 years because of... Well, it got out of hand, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got it back, though.
We resurrected it and brought it back.
Your drink was too strong, was it?
A bit, yeah.
A little bit. But now it's back to where its original roots, with all families and kids. And
yes.
Got, you know, grandparents, and it's really nice, really nice. And then everybody can go back to their homes, and they can do
have
whatever
parties.
They want.
Do you have house parties?
Do you have music?
Everything.
Yeah. Music here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, later tonight, we're going to, Patty Holman is coming by, who is from Cork.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll do that
one of the great Chicago Cork musicians and a great tenor.
Great.
And he's coming by just to meet you, as a matter of fact. So I don't know where he is. Probably parking his car. It's not easy here.
That's wonderful. We'd be delighted to meet him and maybe sing a song with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you sing?
I do sing when I'm drunk. Well, not when I'm drunk. I have to be. Not after coffee. No, I don't sing after coffee.
That don't look like coffee.
Coffee doesn't do it for me. No.
Me neither.
So how is Cork doing?
Cork is doing great. Cork is a good... The county is great, and the city itself, it's a wonderful place to be, but as I said, we are county people.
Yeah. Did you just have to go through an election?
Were you involved in the election?
We did have an election for the government, and it wound up being a mishmash. We may not have a government.
One of our buddies got...
We wish we didn't have a government.
Yeah, boy, do we ever.
But the Taoiseach, they got to figure out how to work that out, right?
Because he doesn't have a majority.
He doesn't have... No. He had to resign yesterday as Taoiseach. Oh. But he's acting Taoiseach while they're trying to make up their mind. And... It's not going to work. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
They may have to have another general election.
They may have. And you see, what they've been suggesting is that the two main parties should join together and make a government.
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
No, right. You have it. No, I can tell you, I know a lot of people in their graves would jump out of their graves if that's going to happen.
No.
A lot of those people going back 60, 70 years ago.
Hatfields and the McCoys,
They were firing shots at each other. They're not going to forget that so fast, you know?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Now, a friend of ours lost his seat, Jimmy Jeanahan. He was our good pal.
He did. He's on his way in here today.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's coming in to see Cahill. David Cahill.
No kidding.
I talked to Dave Cahill yesterday. He wants to see us. He's going to stop by.
One of my favorite
He was
people.
A footballer, a Kerry footballer.
Yeah.
Right, a great Kerry footballer.
He's been on the show several times.
Has he?
When we bring our group to Ireland, he always gives him a tour of the doll and stuff.
He'd be a nice guy that way. He would.
He's a great guy. Great guy.
And who are the guys who won in Kerry?
We didn't particularly like Jimmy and Cork, you know, because they always beat Cork in the football.
Oh, sure.
You see?
Yeah, Kerry.
And I was one time going to meet Jimmy, and a fellow from Cork said to me, "Will you ever ask Jimmy when is he going to give Jimmy Barry Murphy back his jersey?" That's I hope he doesn't hear
Old
that.
Grudges die hard.
The Jackie Healy Rays kids run, huh? The two Healy Rays.
That's going to be some story, you know.
The two of them got elected.
The two of them, yeah. And they could have elected a third. They had so many votes.
Isn't that amazing?
They had over 30,000 votes. 20 would elect two. You know,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
They're very popular people, I can tell you.
And they're Fianna Fáil?
They were Fianna Fáil. No, they're independent now. Very much independent.
Okay.
No. They left the fold because going back, Jackie wasn't allowed to stand. And he decided to go independent, and he headed a poll, you see? And
oh, so good for him.
That's what the boys are doing now, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah. A bit of that, yeah.
Now, there's rumors he may be out on the South Side Sunday. They haven't been confirmed yet.
Yeah, well, we can't. This
will be after that anyway.
But it's fun. We like watching your politics. When we've been to Ireland, like Huli said that... Jimmy's been really good to us. I was over there last October. I ran the marathon in Dublin.
You did?
Yeah, we had a great time. Great time. It was terrific.
Oh, yeah,
but we love Ireland.
I was over there in October, but I did not run the marathon, Joe.
Yeah. Well, you're a bit like
you can probably hardly walk.
A bit like myself. Yeah. Well, it's good to see. You know, you ran a marathon in Dublin, and I can tell you that. Yeah.
So it was a great day, but we're all both 100% Irish. My father's from Limerick. My mother's parents are both from Ireland, so... And it's a bit, you know, you know what goes on in the States. This is a big, big deal this time of the year, and everybody gets together, and everybody's Irish, you know. Chicago's a city of immigrants.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But on St. Patrick's Day, you see everybody, every size, color, nationality wearing St. Patrick's. Am I right,
Huli? Will this be your first time in the Chicago parade?
Oh, definitely my first
time. That's going to blow your mind.
I believe so, yeah. And I think everybody wants to be Irish tomorrow.
Sure.
Right.
Even Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah. You'll see him tomorrow, and you'll see a lot of people. But it's just a great day because everybody's included, and we don't do that, you know, where this one is this or whatever. And even the politicians get together.
Are you likely to see some leprechauns tomorrow night around the place? Or?
Many.
I'll see them all weekend.
Yeah. He is one. Hey. Now, Joe, how long have you been deputy mayor?
For 1 year. This is my. You got elected. I got elected last June, the same as the mayor.
Oh, good for
so
you.
So anything he can turn up at, I'm supposed to turn up at.
Okay.
So that's why I'm here.
Because hey, you're doing a heck of a job.
We're doing doing our best, I can tell you. Yeah,
yeah.
We're doing our best. It's a nice post. It's a good honor to
what
have.
What business were you in before you got into politics?
Before I was, I tell you, I drove a bus for the national company for a long time.
Good for you.
But I also ran a pub at one point in time and did different things like that, you know.
Yeah, hey, we're going to take a little break here and bring our friend Patty Homan in here to talk to you.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooli show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooli.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on a Skinny and Hooli Show. Took a little break there. We're with Deputy Mayor of County Cork, Joe Carroll. And we just were joined by Chicago's favorite Irish tenor, Patty Homan, also a Cork man. Patty, welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here, Hooli and Skinny. And I heard there was a famous Cork people in town, so I said I better turn out and lend a moral support, you know.
Well, we're so glad you did. And you got an opportunity to meet Joe and... Trace.
Yeah, and Joe was telling me that you worked on bus Aaron.
On the number three bus.
On the number three bus.
But I won't tell you, it's a long, long time ago now. You know,
yeah.
I was with my mother. I was very young at the time.
I like the time. He came to Chicago a long time ago with his mother, too, he said.
Yeah. I always got the number three bus and the number two up the north side, so yeah, I know it very well.
I don't think you ever paid your fare. You owe me a lot of money, I think.
That'd be right.
Now, Patty, you're from Fairview?
Fair Hill.
Oh, Fair Hill, yeah. Okay.
Here's up the mall, says the boys of That's Fair it. Hill.
Okay.
That's it.
If you want to join our club.
That's right.
Well, they're in town all weekend. Patty has a great show called I Am Ireland. As a matter of fact, tonight, on the 19th, it's playing in Naperville at Wentz Concert Hall in North Central College. You can still get a few tickets You got to see this show. It's just the most beautiful and terrific history of Ireland in song. Call the box office at 630-637-7469. Tonight at 8 o'clock. You might still get a ticket.
Central College.
You know what, Skinny Hooley, thanks so much for all your support. And yes, it's technically I'm involved in it, but these are the stories within such wonderful characters that we're bringing to life. We absolutely sold out at Gaelic Park last week. It was absolutely incredible. And we have some wonderful musicians, including Sean Gavin, whose father is from Clare.
He just won the big award.
Just won the gold medal. Right. The only guy from outside of Ireland that ever won the Sean O'Riordan gold medal on the flute and the Eland pipes. And, of course, we have Jesse Langan and Jonathan Whittle as well.
Jesse Langan was on the show last week.
That's right.
With Sean Cullen and Jackie Moran. Yeah.
So, really, it's about bringing the great characters of 1916 to life. So, like Wolfe Tone and Robert Emmett, Thomas Davis. We talk a lot about Skibbereen and what the people were going through there.
In Skibbereen.
That's right. Yeah. But when you hear that, it's just incredible stuff.
It's great to hear Petty talking about all those great heroes we had.
He's keeping it alive here in Chicago.
Learned it all in the North, man, going to the Christian Brothers, so there you go, you know?
April 24th is the centennial. I mean, that's when it started.
That's the actual day.
Easter Monday.
Right.
It was Easter Monday, but it's April 24th. So it's unbelievable, and it's great what Ireland is doing to promote the centennial.
That's right.
And to get people in, to come back there, and, you know, they did a good thing with the welcoming. What was the thing 2 years ago?
The gathering.
The gathering. And now this is just, it's great for Ireland, but people should go and just see, because you don't understand.
Sure.
There's so many people that they don't understand where they came from until they go there.
It's very interesting, you know. I was at the Irish-American Partnership breakfast Union League Club. They talked about, you know, the role of education in Ireland and what the partnership does to support schools and back home. And that show that we're doing, I Am Ireland, a lot of that history I learned as a schoolboy growing up in the North Monastery, and the impact that, you know, a good teacher and a love of Irish history can do, because you bring it out here, you understand your country from your other home, and then it takes on whole new meanings, and you shake hands with people and they tell you your story, their connection to Ireland, how so many of them came out during the famine, like 2 million people came out during that decade, and that's incredible stuff, you know. So
a lot of your ancestors, they came out around the time of the famine.
Sure they did.
They had to go through a lot of strife, a bit like the Syrians are now coming to Europe. They had to go, and a lot of them died on the way, you know? So there's a great... And like Paddy's
coffin
saying...
Coffin ships.
Yeah, Paddy's saying they're like that. A lot of people really have to go away to appreciate their history.
Absolutely.
Like, we take it for granted at home with the great history we have, but then when you come over to places like Chicago or New York or Boston, you meet people who are very proud of what
the diaspora.
Oh, the diaspora. Right. Yeah, I can tell you now. It's a great feeling to have. And, of course, 1916 was the time when we said, enough is enough.
Yeah.
See, when we want you guys out of here. And they didn't like it, but they went.
Those guys, everybody, a lot of people thought they were crazy. They turned out to be great patriots, and look what they did, and they gave their lives for Ireland. God,
you know, Hooley was with me 2 years ago when we went to Ireland, and my daughter Bridget was with us on the trip, and we went to Clare, where my grandmother was from, and we went to the cemetery where her parents, Timothy and Mary Sexton, were.
Wow. Okay.
I said, these are your great... I mean, it was really... And my daughter Bridget said, we were at the grave. Now, they had 22 children, okay?
Wow.
And she said... And Bridget said, when we got there, she just said, I finally get it. And to this day, she talks about it all the time.
Amazing.
If it wasn't for those two people, we wouldn't be.
But before, if you
said anything, you know, when in one ear and out the other, but when you go there and you see it, you can feel it. It's terrific.
Yeah. And one of the greatest feelings of all is when you go into a cemetery in Ireland, and you go back and you see the history that's down there, and where they, and then you come over here and you meet the people. Some of the grandfathers or brothers of these people who had to go. They had to go. They were no other choice.
Right.
Now, you know what, Joe? We want to welcome you to Chicago and hope you have a blast here this weekend while you're here. Great to introduce you to Patty. Patty's going to do the banks for you.
Now,
let me just tell. Hey, Sean, Patty's going to do the banks.
Yeah.
So I want to call another Cork man over here, because I know these guys.
We
eat
met
up
before. How are you doing? Yeah.
That's Sean Eddie O'Callaghan Holman, nice there. That's
Sean,
Patty.
Good to talk to you. Holman.
All right, so just get it. I know you're going to dig this, guys.
You've got to get it right now because Patty is a city man and we're country boys, you know?
Okay, Colchis.
But that's okay. And, we start the Colchis out
we
here.
Don't, we don't have to sing together too often.
A fight's going to break out at any moment. No, feel free to join in.
But, so anyway.
Here he is, Patty Holman.
Oh, how off to my thoughts in their fancy take flight. To the home of my childhood, away to the days when each patriot's vision seemed bright, ere I dreamed that those joys would decay, when my heart was as wide as the wild winds that blow down the Mardyke through each elm tree, where we sported and played beneath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely lea. Where we sported and played beneath the green leafy shade on the banks of my own lovely.
Up the rebels!
Fill him up again, come on.
Very good, boys. That was terrific.
That was brilliant, guys.
Brilliant, you guys. Brilliant.
How do you draw heart on that? No, that's outstanding. We didn't hear a song as good as that for a long time.
Yeah. Well done, Joe.
The only place you hear a song as good is in a pub in Blackpool at the bottom of Fair Hill.
Yeah. I've been in most of them.
All right. You can catch Patty Holman tonight in Naperville at North Central College, Wentz Concert Hall, Saturday, 8 p.m. Call 630-637-7469. Get in there. You will never forget it. It's just a terrific show. Joe, thank you so much for coming to Chicago. God bless you. Sean O'Callaghan, great to see you again, pal.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, we're going to take a little break on the Skinny and Hooli show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400. Are at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. His trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Hey everybody, it's Mike Houlihan once again. Here's some more great stuff for our Best Of show. This features our old friend Peter Brady. He does a show with us every Christmas, and this was last Christmas. Does several great songs, and then later on in the show you're going to be hearing Chicago author Dennis Foley talking about his great book, We Speak Chicagoese, which is a perfect stocking stuffer. So enjoy the show, and happy Thanksgiving.
Peter, how long have you been doing this?
Playing music and doing forever. All that kind of fun stuff? Well,
going back forever.
First, oh, Lord, yeah, since I was about 16, and that's a while ago.
He's Kilkenny's coolest cat, Skin.
Thank you for that title. I will take that to the grave with me.
Yes.
Don't start talking about the grave.
He and his brother and his sister had a band called The Brogue.
Right, going way back.
And they were Mayor Daley's favorite band.
That's right. Yes, we were.
And he brought them to Chicago.
That's the old guy.
Yeah, Richard J. Daley.
That's right.
The real mayor.
Did you guys play in a couple movies, too?
No, we did not. They wouldn't let us on the movie scene. Oh.
They owned the Kilkenny Castle on Central Avenue for years and years and years.
We used to,
but
yes.
The Brogue was a tremendous... Kind of scope.
Well, we had a lot of fun. We came over here, first of all, in 1970.
1970, yeah.
Yeah, just for a couple of weeks, and came back in 71, and came back again in 73, and came back in 74 to live. So we've been living here since 1974.
How long did the bar go, Kilkenny Castle?
We had it for 9 years. We opened it in 1977 and closed it in 1986.
That's a great way to make a living, isn't it?
Not.
As someone who owned a bar,
well,
it's a nightmare.
We had a 9-year party.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a difference between musicians owning a bar and business people owning a bar.
Very good.
But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
And is it your third, maybe your fourth Christmas with us? This is the third year.
Right. Yeah.
And then remember last year we had you and Kathleen upstairs in the party room.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, it's terrific.
I have photographs of that I didn't show you guys.
Really?
Have some of them. Yeah, I'll show them to you.
Save those for the Smithsonian Institute. I want to see them.
They might be worth money to somebody.
What about a tune? You got a tune for us, Pete?
Sing a song. You know, it's very fall looking outside. It doesn't at all look like winter.
No.
Or how about Winter Wonderland? Just do a Christmassy kind of a thing.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Here he is, folks. Peter Brady.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in.
All All right.
All right. That was
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Peter Brady, Walking in the Winter Wonderland.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now,
very good.
You know, I'm sure you got, was it more than just you and Eamon and Margaret, or were there more kids in your family?
We have another sister, Mary, who the first year we came over here, Mary was with us.
Oh, really?
We were the Brady Bunch, truly. And she, on the second year we came over, she was getting ready to get married and decided she didn't want to leave your man back home on his own, you know.
Are they still married?
They are indeed,
oh,
yeah. Yeah, they actually, when we moved over to live here, they moved to live in London, and they ran a pub for 30-something years over there.
No kidding.
And just retired from that business this past July.
What was the name of their pub?
It was called the White Horse.
Oh, the White Horse. Yeah.
And it was in Peckham.
Yeah.
In just outside of London. And they moved back to Kilkenny last July, and they moved into the old homestead. They remodeled the whole place. Gorgeous house now.
Pete, how many kids do you have?
I have three from my first marriage, and my second wife has three also.
Oh,
two. She has two. But
we better get that right.
Yeah, you know, there might be another one. I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag. Oh, sorry. I'm 60 something. Yeah, right. That's going to happen.
You know, I'm thinking about families, and I was looking at the phone, was taking a picture, and my brother Brian just called me, and I'll never forget when I was a kid at Christmas. He was a teenager. You know, he's always going nuts and kind of an emotional problems or whatever you want to call it. I hope he's not listening. Anyway, he got mad at my mother and father, and he announced, "I don't want any Christmas presents. I hate all of you," you know. And he had all these presents under the tree.
So you helped yourself.
I went up to his room and went, "You know, if you don't want those presents, you know, I'll take them. Get out of here." He's going to kill me.
Well, we have, it's all about the grandchildren, you know.
That
we,
is now.
We have eight. And
did you really?
And
good for you.
Number nine on the way. So,
oh, God bless you. That's terrific.
Yeah. And eight of the nine will be living in the Chicago area. My younger daughter lives in the D.C. area, and she has one out there. But Christmas Eve at our house will be busy this year.
Oh, I know, because we were going to try
terrific.
And book you for the 23rd, and you couldn't make it because your wife wants you over there cleaning up and
there
stuff.
There will
right?
be stuff to be done, yeah.
Okay.
So you have nine grandchildren.
Well, eight. I mean, there might be nine by the time Christmas Day rolls around.
Wow,
yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
What about another tune?
Sure, yeah.
What are you thinking?
Something Irish, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking that when we were back in Ireland in July, a nephew of mine got married.
Oh, were
married.
You really? Oh, you went for a wedding?
My sister who lived in London, her son got married, and we went back for the wedding. And I was sitting in their house playing the guitar one day, and I started playing this song. And as I was going through the song, realized that the first time I ever heard that song was in the same house.
Oh, yeah.
When I was about 5 years old.
Oh, that's great.
So I got goosebumps when I thought of that thing. But I'll do that. It's a song called The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door.
The Stone?
The stone outside
Dan
yeah.
Murphy's Door.
Right.
All right, Peter Brady, here he is.
There's a deer garden spot in my memory. It's the place I was born in and reared. That's long years ago since I left there, but return there I will if I'm spare. My friends and companions of childhood would assemble each night near a score. Round Dan Murphy's shop, for hours we would stop on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. These days in me heart I will cherish, contented although we were poor, and the songs that we sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. In the day's work was over we'd meet there, in the winter or spring just the same, and the boys and the girls all together would join in some innocent game. Dan Murphy would play on his fiddle while his daughter looked after the store. Sweet music
would ring to the songs we would sing on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. These days in me heart I will cherish, contented although we were poor, and the songs that we sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. Once again do my thoughts often wander to the scenes of my childhood at home, to my friends and companions I left there, sure 'twas poverty caused me to roam. Since then in my life I have prospered, but oft in my heart I feel sore when the memories do fly to the days now gone by on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door. These days in my heart I will cherish, contented although we were poor, and the songs that we sung in the days we were young on the stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
Right.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Peter Brady, the stone outside
Dan Murphy's door.
The stone outside Dan Murphy's door.
You heard that when you were 5 years old, huh?
About that, yeah.
Were your folks musicians?
No, they were not. Well, my father used to play the accordion, but we wouldn't call him a musician. No. There was usually drink involved when he played it.
Now, you lived on a farm, though.
Well, we didn't, actually, but he was born on a farm, and that's where my sister lives right now. And it's just 5 miles outside of Kilkenny City, an area called Dunmore.
What county is that?
It's in Kilkenny, County Kilkenny.
Oh, County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they just recently moved back there and loving it.
That's great. Yeah. It's going to be a big year there next year for the
It'll be huge.
Centennial.
Oh, I'm practicing all my rebel songs now.
Are you going back for the centennial?
I would like to, but I don't know. There'll be a lot of stuff going on back there. It depends on what's going on.
We're putting together a trip for October.
Are you really?
The Skinny and Hooey annual trip.
Oh, well, Easter will be the hot time back there.
Yeah, I'll give that a miss, to tell you the truth.
April
24th. Not that it's not going to be great, but it's going to be insane. You
know? April 24th is the beginning
it's
of
the
it.
Official
date.
Start,
you know, Skinny, I didn't tell you this, but we got a little grant from the consulate to do a thing called Today in 1916 in Ireland once a month. We'll be doing them on the show in 2016 once a month, talking about what happened that day in Ireland. So we'll do April 24th.
Right. And just about what went on in 1916, is it?
Just that year, year of the uprising. And
that would be very interesting.
Stuff leading up to it and everything, and I'm doing some research, but we want to thank, and by the way, we're going to have Orla McGreen on the show next week.
Yeah, the Council General is coming on.
Oh, lovely.
With Kathleen Keene.
With Kathleen, yeah.
So you know what? We're going to let you take a break, have a drink.
Oh, can I do that?
Yes, you're allowed to have a drink in Lizzie McNeil's.
And then think of a couple more tunes. We'll bring you back for some tunes.
All these people in here are older than us. Did you guys notice that?
No, I didn't notice that. I noticed a lot of people.
I think we're looking at the different people.
We're looking at the younger ones.
I'm no longer twice as old as these kids. Now I'm three times older.
And Hooley's birthday is today.
Oh,
too.
Yes.
Did we mention that?
That's right.
Yeah. Same day as Beethoven and Perry.
Are you taking us out to dinner after this?
Yeah. I'll get you something right here. How about a box of popcorn?
Have the old Irish dinner, the spud and the six-pack.
Yeah, a seven-course dinner.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Cash.
There you
go. There's my birthday present right there.
There's your birthday present. Nice Guinness.
Nice Guinness. All right, so let's take a break, Pete.
Yes.
And we'll be right back. We'll talk to Joe Ahern from the 100 Club. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooley Show after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's in law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. Have you been worrying about your mom and dad as they get older? Wish they could sell the house and move where life's a whole lot easier? Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. Smith Village offers a full continuum of care. Your folks are entering a unique and special phase of life, shifting from worrying about their to-do list to exploring all the things on their love to-do list. They're expanding their interests, learning new ways to relax, and making new discoveries. While they're exploring their passions, Mom and Dad will appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. 773-614-6836 or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Our family's quenched the thirst of the south side for over 35 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights at Riley's they'll never forget. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips. Or maybe their grandmother bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family is proud to have been part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're still on the south side. For the last 10 years at Chicago's Midway Airport, located in the main food court, we provide a Southside Irish welcome to everyone who enters our cozy, authentic pub imported from Ireland. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If you're looking for a great drink and a friendly chat before your flight, please say hello to my dad, Boz, my uncle Jimmy, my brother Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring us a story, we'll make sure you leave with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to get an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. See you at Riley's Daughter Midway.
Speaking of Chicago people,
we have an old friend here on the show.
Very special guest.
Great author, a great raconteur, a good pal. Dennis Foley. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hooley, good to be here again.
Our pleasure to have you. Now, you got a new book, We Speak Chicagoese. I was just reading it. You just sent it to me the other day. It's terrific. Rick Hogan has a story that is just fabulous in there. Pat Hickey has Pat a hilarious Hickey's, story in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of just...
there's got to be like 20 or 30 authors, right?
Yeah, there's 33 total stories. Okay. There's a couple poems in there.
All Chicago-centric stories.
Right, yeah. It's you know, all written by Chicago guys who grew up here, and the setting takes place here. And mm-hmm. that's what we were looking for. We wanted to kind of have something that had that like that Chicago voice.
And what inspired this?
You know, I mean, I went to school down in Memphis, and we used to joke around when I went down there, you know.
Where'd you go to school?
Went to a Christian Brothers College in Memphis.
Yeah.
And, you know, down there, most of those Southern guys are, and the girls, they couldn't even understand what the heck I was saying when I went there.
Yeah.
And I couldn't understand what they were saying. It took about a half a year. But they always, you know, they heard that term Chicagoese.
Yeah.
And they would say, oh, you're the Chicagoese guy.
Yeah.
So I always get a kick out of that. And, you know, you always hear that term Chicagoese with the this, that, these, and those.
Yeah.
And those stories aren't necessarily, you know, that's not what they're all like in the book.
No.
But they are the Chicago stories.
They have a flavor, very Definitely. Strong flavor Definitely. Of Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, one time when we were at the Taste of Chicago, this many years ago, we were sitting in one of the trailers, and these guys came in, three guys came in from Streets and Sand, and they sat down. They were always sneaking into the trailers trying to find some food or whatever. But anyways, their boss came in. Their foreman, and he caught him in there, and then he was from Taylor Street or someplace, and he started yelling at him, and then finally he said, you three, the both of you, come on with me. Come on, right now.
And the Streets and Sand guys definitely like their food, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, that's because Dennis has a great book called The Streets and Sand Man's Guide to Chicago Eats. That was your first book, right?
Yeah, that came
Big
out.
Big hit, too.
You know, and it's funny, the time goes, that was 2004.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of those eateries are still around, though.
Oh, yeah. And what was all where to go have lunch in Chicago? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good spots. And you knew from experience, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was with Streets and Sand. You go eat somewhere, and it was about going someplace where you could not only get a good meal, but you're keeping the keeping the bucks down a little bit, too, where you weren't going to go broke.
And you're helping the local economy.
It was mom-and-pop places. We weren't going out to eat at the chain joints, just, you know, little mom-and-pop eateries and pubs.
Yeah. You know, you got to have the pubs because the guy can have a shot and a beer at lunchtime.
Yeah, we never did that, though. You know, we were...
Rodney Dangerfield just now when you were saying
workers,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the guys that worked for the city, Streets and Sand, and, Department of Transportation, the guys that were on the street, they knew all the places to go.
And salt of the earth, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the old story, and I think it's true, too, is, you know, you drive by any street when you start seeing the garbage trucks and the... you know, the Department of Transportation
Absolutely.
Trucks there, you know you got a place where you can go get some good food.
Yeah.
Usually.
Because they've been around. They know. Yeah.
And sometimes you can take it right out of the garbage truck.
Now, you also have another great book, The Drunkard's Son. That is a terrific book. Somewhat of a biography, am I right? A memoir?
Yeah. Definitely growing up on the South Side and, kind of... little kid kind of bouncing around all the different pubs and stuff with my dad back in the day. So, a little coming-of-age kind of story.
And you just had a movie come out just about a month ago.
Yes.
Not a Stranger.
Yeah, you know, I don't know as I would ever do that again. I mean, the whole writing part I really enjoy. And, you know, the movie turned out great. I was real happy with it. And,
sold out at the Beverly Arts Center.
Yeah, they did a real nice job there. And I think a lot of it, you know, Richard Roper gave it a nice 3-star review, so that helps.
Yeah.
We're waiting. We're in one film festival out of the Golden Door Film Festival out in New Jersey.
Oh, good.
Or, excuse me, Jersey City out there.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's in New Jersey.
Yeah. It's right there across the river from the big big town there.
Big Apple, yeah.
So go out there at the end of the month, but... you know, the writing was great, but sitting there and watching take after take, like something you wrote and you see it done 10 times.
Sure.
It's just my brain doesn't work that way. I need to keep moving.
Yeah.
So I started looking for ways to kind of like get off the set, you know.
I'm
going to go deliver the, I'm going to go take the RV out to Indiana and dump all the crap out of there that's been built up for a couple of days. I was just wanting to get off the set.
What do they call that? The honey wagon.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
And now you got this great book, We Speak Chicagoese, and there's a big launch coming up. Is it September 17th? Saturday, September 17th.
Yeah, and that'll be out at the Beverly Arts Center at 6:30. It's a freebie. I think folks come out, have a good time. It's there's going to be 10 authors there reading from their work. And
I'm reading the story.
You are
honored to be
you are
invited.
the uh, you know, if you look at it like a baseball lineup, you're the important number two hitter.
Oh, thank you.
We get a we got a gal named Patty McNair that's going to lead off with a cool story, and then you're coming right after with that story that I love.
Will she be dressed somewhat suggestively?
Oh, you know what? I mean, I have no doubt because, you know, I know.
If she heard you're coming, yes.
She wants to make an impression on you.
Upstage but, me.
But and then your story.
It's hard to follow.
You know, on the aerial about the old Bismarck Heidi Ho. Yeah. It's that's good stuff.
Thank you. I enjoy that. You know what? You get when you find out you're going to read it in public, I had to go back and look at it. But I'm pleased with that story. But there are so many great stories in the book.
How'd you get all those authors?
You know, that's the funny thing is, and I'm going to steal a quote from one guy, but one of the authors in the book is this guy, Eric May. He's a creative writing professor over at Columbia, a real good guy. He grew up out in Morgan Park. And he said, Dennis, really? You know, you put this thing together, it had to get in a bunch of writers into a book. It's got to be a lot like herding cats.
Right. Yeah, right.
And it's right. It took about 2.5 to 3 years to
Did
get it
really?
Together.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we got it going and I asked people to start looking at it and give it a read, you know, like 5, 6, 7 stories, send them out to different people. And the word started coming back, you know. I don't know if there's a Chicago style, but that's what I'm getting here.
Sure.
And that was good because that's what we were looking for.
Right. Oh, that's terrific. There was a grammar book, the Chicago style, they used to use it for newspapers, wasn't there?
Yeah, it is. The Chicago style about how to make sure you got all your T's crossed and I's dotted.
But this is a different Chicago style.
This is the better Chicago style. Yeah. It's the Chicagoese style.
Where would I get this book? Where do you get it?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I live out in the Beverly area, so locally out there, the place, and Mike, you're familiar with them too, Bookies at, right off
a great spot, 103rd
and Artesian
Western.
There.
Okay, yeah.
Great. So they have it. It's you know, obviously like the Amazon, and then it's through the you know.
So you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, through Amazon, and then also through the publisher at SideStreetPress.com.
Oh yeah.
But then it's nice as this one's been getting a good word out there, so the different bookstores in Chicago are carrying it and stuff too. So. You know, if someone wants to run out there and grab it, there's a distributor that's taking care of that.
Now, you and your buddy, you guys run Side Street Press?
Yeah, Bill Donlin actually is the guy that kind of runs it. And, you know, I help him. He asked me, Bill's a guy that I've known for a long time. So I jump in and help him with different projects. And then, you know, and he's actually from Bloomington, Indiana. But he's in Chicago a lot on business and different stuff. So
does he teach out at Indiana University?
No, he's an engineer for the Veterans Administration there.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But he spends a lot of time in Chicago. He's I hate to say it, Huli, but he's a big Cub fan. So he's here a lot. He's been a lot here this year.
Yeah.
Because I know I know you're a big Cub fan too. So, but yeah,
the Cubs are really good.
Although
though.
What the other night they won in the 13th inning. Yeah. That was pretty amazing. And the Sox, I just watched them lose. So
yeah.
Got to get some action.
And Bill's done a good job with the press. So
how long has Side Street Press been around?
You know, I think it's been like 5 years, something like
they
that.
They published your book.
The first one, and then they did another book after that, and then this is their third. And, you know, he's got two more lined up for next year, too.
Good. So, Side Street Press. Yeah. So they got a website, and you just go there, and you could order there?
Yeah, and I know it's www.sidestreetpressinc.com, and they have the books there, but... yeah, and then, like I said, the bookstores around Chicago have it, so that's good stuff because, you know, we got the distributor jumping in and taking care of that.
Now, you got some big-name authors in here. You got Rick Kogan, who's one of my favorites.
Yeah, he's terrific.
He's got a great story in here.
You know, without giving much away, the people love it, but to hear Rick Kogan, and he said this was this has never been printed before.
Very personal
story. This was a... this was a speech that he actually gave to a group, and then he put it in story form, and we have it, and I feel very fortunate to have it in here, and it's, you know, covering some greats from the literary past.
I read it just the other night. I went, this is terrific, because he really opens his heart out to you, you know.
Yeah.
Also, Joe Mino, who is a very famous author.
Yeah, Joe Mino's got the Hairstyles of the Damned. He has, you know, Office Girl. I would say he's probably like one of the top young contemporary writers in the city.
And Stuart Dybek, you know, is another hot author.
And if I had to pick a guy that I think really represents Chicago, too, as far as a writing style, I would say Stuart Dybek.
Yeah.
He's a guy from Pilsen originally. You know, he's right about 70 years old. He's a professor up at Northwestern now. But the story he has in there is hilarious. It's the old fifth grade field trip to Cook County Jail with the nuns. And let me just say one thing. When they go into the female section of the prison, there are some rather interesting comments that some of the prostitutes had to say for the nuns that day.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to read that. Now, you also got Carl Sandburg and Vachel Lindsay and, you know, some... Well, Carl Sandburg.
I thought he was dead.
He is dead.
Yeah, but
he
was a joke. I'm just
he gave us permission. He gave us permission to use his work. But yeah, it was, you know, we wanted to cover stories that, you know, went from the 1900s kind of up to the present.
Right.
So, you know, it was really cool kind of getting, you got Carl Sandburg, you got Sherwood Anderson, Ben Reitman, who was the old hobo doctor back in the day and was one of the fellows that used to, you know, hang out at the old Dill Pickle Club back when that was a big stronghold where all the politicians and writers and stuff used to hold
and
up, hang around
would,
the 20s.
And how long did it take you to put this together?
Right, you know, not like it was an everyday thing, Skinny, but about 2.5 to 3 years going through it, collecting these stories. And then you'd get a, like a Stuart Dybeck sent us something, you know, and then you, Joe Mino's in, you know, you start hearing from guys. And then you know, when we got the piece from Hooley, then we all stood up on the table and gave a standing ovation.
Thank you.
That was the tapper of them all.
You got Bo O'Reilly. Now, is his dad, was the actor Jim O'Reilly, the guy who ran the Court Theater and everything?
You know what? I'm not sure, but I think it is because Bo's really involved in the theater, in theater here
that's
in Chicago.
The guy.
He's got a funny one in there, too, about
I took the Santa
Santa Claus job. You know, you got all parts of the city represented, too.
And our old pal Pat Hickey as well. It's a very funny story in here.
And his is a soliloquy. It's pure comedy.
I burst
comedy.
Out laughing when I read it, I got to tell you. All right, so that's the book. We Speak Chicagoese, Saturday night, September 17th at the Beverly Arts Center, 6:30 it starts. We'll probably go for a couple of hours, I would imagine.
They got free food.
Free food, man.
There's no admission price. You can buy a few beers.
You're asking me. Just ask me what.
Yeah. Is it okay if I read one little part?
Sure.
Sure.
Because I thought this would be kind of cool, give people
a little taste of it.
So this one here is a story by a guy named John McNally.
Oh, yeah. I started reading this today.
Yeah, he grew up in the Burbank area, and it's called Working Stiff. So, you know, just about a half a page here, but give folks a feel for it. I started working when I was 6. My father had taken me to a flea market to help sell some of his crap, and I gathered together some of my own crap to sell, including a large yellow toy dump truck. The flea market took place on a dusty gravel parking lot of a drive-in movie theater. While my father was busy talking to a customer at the other end of the table, a mother with a small child stepped up to examine our goods. The child, who was at least 3 years younger than me, started playing with the truck. So I cleared my throat, ready to yell out the toy's price in case either one asked me. Before I could say anything, however, they walked away. To my horror, the child took my dump truck with him. At first, I assumed the mother didn't know what her horrible thieving spawn had done. But when she looked down at him and then back at me, who was glaring but not saying anything, I understood that the mother was complicit. They were a team, like Bonnie and Clyde. But instead of being lovers, as they were in the movie I had seen at this very drive-in I now stood in, they were mother and son. Not only did I not make any money that day, but I was 6 years old and in the hole, where I would remain pretty much the rest of my life.
Oh, that's a terrific story, too. And I'm only halfway through it.
Yeah, that's the start of it, and it goes on for you know, another 16, 17 pages.
And that's Chicagoese.
Hey, everybody, your old friend Mike Houlihan. I hope you have enjoyed our best of show today as we took care of some family business and we couldn't be there to record the show at Lizzie's. I want to remind everybody, though, one more time, Michael Conlon. Conlon Comes to America, Ireland's Olympic boxing hero. Michael Conlon returns to the ring in Chicago next Friday, May 26th at UIC Pavilion. We're trying to get everybody out there to support this young Catholic lad from Belfast. He's a terrific fighter, and he's got a great future, and let's show him what the Irish-American community in Chicago is all about. Friday night, May 26th at the UIC Pavilion. For tickets, call 1-800-745-3000. And we will see you all there, and we'll see you next week. We got Barney Farrelly and John Griffin coming from Gaelic Park. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, and God bless.